Salon healing practice came from Buddhist tradition of Tantra. So generally it is starting from the beginning to the end, all the theme or theory of the salon and practices are anyway it is related with the Buddhism, especially with the Tantra. So therefore, it is good and very comfortable that the students, if they are Buddhist, so they have a Buddhist background of understanding, and the spiritual background of the practice is. So, for example, like a daily medicine Buddha sadhana practice, when generate the Salung healing power, visualize the Salung lineage masters, the blessings enter to your body and develop the love and compassion energy power in the heart. That power transform into the healing energy through your hand. All these are practically purely Buddhist concept. And healing is also when heal the patient, you see, when see the patient, all this commitment, spiritual-based commitments are important in the Salung healing practice. Therefore, when the participant is Buddhist, they can learn the Salung healing practice comfortably. It's no matter how long the time it takes, but they can learn very, very good way. Especially second year and the third year of the Salung healing practice, and the spiritual healing and understanding our body and disorders, study of the mind, Vajra body, and the Vajra body or our body is product of the mental patience, past karma, ignorance. Everything concept about the body mind is based on the Buddhist philosophy concept. So once you are Buddhist, then the concept you understand, and it also there's a big great chance to digest that, so that you, when you put into practice and with the love and compassion based and healing, that will be very, very easy to handle or easy to put into proceed. So therefore, students who are Buddhist, that this is a very comfortable way to learn the Salung healing practice. And in the Salung healing practice, what I prepared in here is also, it is like a rime means neutral to the all kind of Buddhist schools of the Buddhism. Anyone can learn and practice. This is a medicine Buddha practice. So there is nothing, any tradition or some particular commitment, something like that. So this is purely based on the love and the compassion to heal the disease of the patient's mind, emotion, and body disorders. So in here, we don't have any question of my tradition and his tradition. Absolutely not that. This I understood in here as all these are wonderful for many reasons, but in the Zalung healing practice in here, I believe there are obstacles or cause of the blockage. So what we are doing in here is free from all any kind of these obstacles, and love and compassion based medicine Buddha's blessing of equality and the blessing to the blessing to heal the disease and liberate patients from their emotional or physical bondage of the disease and suffering. Therefore, non-Buddhist or let's say that who do not believe in the religion in general, including the Buddhism, these people also can learn the Zalung healing technique, no problem. But since the soul of the healing practice is completely based on the Buddhist, so they cannot learn and practice comfortably like the other Buddhist. So that is this part is one complication of the background story. Yes, that is other commitment of the qualification for to become a Zalung candidate is there's no question. The person must be dedicated for love and compassion, wish to work, help other, want to take the professional or career Zalung healing without using the medicines, but by the power of the Zalung to help other, and such a good heart, I think anyone can learn the Zalung. That is the basic. And of course, as I said before, bitter sensitive energy, lung flow, able to feel, able to see the colors, able to visualize them, the Zalung lineage master, medicine Buddha, because to be a good Zalung healer, the Shine meditation must be developed. So there, you see that concentration and the clarity of the mind is needed in there, in this case. As much as the mind is clear, then it helps in the Zalung diagnose and practice. You can see more clear, more understanding the energy situation. And especially the who is able to make a medicine Buddha sadhana that combined with the Shine prayer and the Shine practice and all together, that person is generally, let's say, qualified to become a Zalung healing practitioner.